What in God's name is in summer replay? We're bringing you our best special guests from the last 2 years. Today is a short excerpt from a Zoom webinar, What in God's Name, sponsored in October 2020, just before the last presidential election. You will hear from Laura Everett, Massachusetts Council of Churches, and Willie Bodrick, senior pastor of 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, Massachusetts. If you like what you hear, consider becoming a What in God's Name supporter on Patreon. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Welcome to What in God's Name, the Christmas Eve edition. I'm Chris Owen. Today we are replaying an excerpt from our October 28th webinar. If this is your first listen to our podcast, on behalf of Shana, my co-host, we welcome you. Shana and I will be back together for a new show on January 7th. Here's a little introduction to today's show. Our October 28th webinar is part of our ongoing project to reimagine public life, to reimagine social life, to reimagine our common life together in the United States as being larger than the political and the economic. In this excerpt, Laura Everett, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches, answers a question by reminding us that the generously moral or spiritual sphere of our common life is not limited by institutional religion, let alone institutional Christianity. Amplifying Laura's point, Willie Bodrick, senior pastor-elect at 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, then adds his perspective as a young Black Christian man on the conflicting ways that Christianity has been expressed and used in our country's story of race. While our webinar was soft-focused on elements of Christianity, in a plural society such as ours, What in God's Name aims to foster cross-boundary conversations because human flourishing is not addressed fully by economic and/or political categories. What in God's Name seeks allies who share our desire to reject reductionist views of human flourishing. Check us out on Facebook at What in God's. Sign up for our newsletter on our website, whatingods.com. That's WHATINGODS. You will hear my co-host Shana first in this excerpt with a question, and then Laura, and then Willie. Please enjoy the conversation.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, panelists. Wow. Honestly, guys, I feel like I've been to church, and I've been to good church tonight. And yeah, Laura, we're living in really difficult times. There's a lot of pain and a lot of exhaustion, so I needed you all tonight, and thank you for being those I am proud to be in the body with. So one thing that you all touched on was this need to get beyond, to get beyond the walls of the church is oversimplified, to get beyond the church, to take our faith out into a beautiful but a struggling world. And yet, isn't that exactly the place where some people brush up against those of us who are trying to bring our faith out into the public sphere and say, whoa, wait a minute, I don't want you guys putting your faith on me. Now, I mean, I've got an answer to that, but I would love to hear your responses.
So I take that Christian witness seriously. And I think it's a dangerous position when the church presumes that we know and have the totality of what the Holy Spirit is doing and operating in the world. And so one of the sweetest moments of church through this whole pandemic for me was there was a protest in Boston in front of the State House after yet another terrible killing of another Black man that had meant that police reform that needs to happen in Massachusetts, where we are one of only four states that does not have a statewide credentialing process, four states, meant that there was another protest. And I saw a man passing out water. And I saw that there was a food truck that had come from an African restaurant to feed the protesters out of solidarity with the people and the protesters. And then because there was more food and there were more people, the food truck from Suya Joint started to feed the homeless people who live outside too. And I thought, if this is not church, I don't know what is. We are standing together, spread apart, trying to stay safe, witness for something good. There is water. The Holy Spirit was there. It was not, the Holy Spirit was not waiting for the church to show up. The Holy Spirit was already there. So I want to be real careful about presuming that I come and bring the Holy Spirit, but partner with what the Holy Spirit is already doing in the world and then join her. And that's in places wild and unexpected and beautiful and just.
Beautiful. So it's not so much about asserting our faith as, you know, stepping into the river when the flow is going in, you know, when the flow is, when it's the river of justice, we can go ahead and step in it and then go with it. Yeah. And, or sometimes we're going to have to unleash that river.
Shannon, could I jump in right here? Because I think that is beautifully said. I think, you know, as someone who navigates these worlds for my living, my everyday life, this is my life experience of operating in politics, but being very deeply vested theologically and ecclesially within the church body. I think one of the things that makes this a hard conversation is because there is a presumption that there is a big C Christian understanding of what's actually at play in the world. And so we kind of move around as Christians, similar to very partisan politics in many ways, right? This big umbrella, big tent approach that does not really deal with the nasty nuances of our Christian history. And so when you talk about being in the political sphere as a Christian, this is so deeply steeped within my particular tradition as a Black Christian that politics was our means, our method, our instrument to articulate a gospel that was different than the Christianity that was exacerbating a certain form of violence against us in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm not just talking about historically, we're talking about presently. And so people have struggled to deal with these lived experiences. And I know this is hard because many a times people, you know, put out the commentary, you know, this, it's an easy, we got to reach across the aisle. But what happens when reaching across those differences could cost you your life, right? What happens when reaching across those differences have a negative impact on the being of your body? And so I think we have to really ask some harder questions that I do think sometimes Christianity as a label becomes a band-aid for us not to really deal with the deep wounds that we've experienced in the Christian body. And so I think, you know, for some, the Christian tradition is a language that allows us to speak truth to power in ways in which there would not be but for this particular rhetoric. This is our common parlance of having a conversation. This is our way of engaging. And so I think we have to have deeper conversations, you know, which is why parties don't capture it. But we also recognize that there is the God of the oppressor and the God of the oppressed, and struggle in that tension of reconciling those realities, because it has not been the same for everyone. And so when we come into these spaces, we have to bring all of ourselves. Well, we not only bring ourselves, we bring our histories into these spaces, and understanding that for me, I've always read the Bible from a liberation against oppression lens, because that is the tradition which produced me. That is tradition that, you know, created me. It's been a very low Christology at times, but at times we're reaching towards this eschaton of a better time, of a better place, because we believe in the by and by when the morning comes, right? You know, that all the saints will gather together. But it is a struggle, because I think Jason spoke to it adequately. There is the misuse of Christianity that I would say fuels other agendas. And so I think that's what makes it very, very hard. And sometimes we lose something because we reduce it to politics, when we don't realize that these policies and the politics have a real effect on the everyday lives of people. And I think that's why we've seen the protests we've seen. That's why, you know, this may be one of the first Black-led movements that didn't have Black religious leaders, right, at the front of it. And we've had to reconcile with that within the Black church tradition, that, you know what, you're not leading, but that's okay, right? You know, like, and being present in that, recognizing that God is a God of justice, and that's also stepping into the river, as you said, Shayna. But that is the tension I think we're all grappling with, is what all do we bring into this space, and why are we here in the first place in a political conversation?
That's great, Willie. And that whole thing about we're not leading is like, for whatever it's worth, white people are in the same place. We're not leading, and we're grappling. We're wrestling with that.